Back on News Radio KMAN in Focus here on a Tuesday morning, talking with City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Wynn Butler, previewing tonight's City Commission meeting at 7 o'clock. Just two general agenda items. We mentioned the airport parking price proposal here, the daily fee, and we're also going to hear about establishing a potential housing advisory board for the City of Manhattan. Give us a little details on this agenda item, Mr. Fear.
Sure. This is a continuing discussion item for the commission. We had in December, we had a work session item, discussion item for the commission on establishing the housing advisory board. You'll recall it was a goal of the commission to establish this advisory board even before the renewal of the half-cent sales tax, which included a workforce housing component that was to be funded once the new sales tax starts in 2023. And so this is kind of a discussion about how the housing advisory board would incorporate that workforce housing. But the primary aspect is we've got a draft charge or purpose of the advisory board. This would intended to really look at all aspects of housing in the community and advise the commission on different policy aspects that they might develop, whether it's I know there was a group that went over to Lawrence and looked at some of their initiatives that they've used and with a foundation and a trust that they've established to help develop more affordable housing, if you will, as well as suitable housing, and whether that's targeting areas for renovating some of the older stock and or converting rentals back to owners. There's a number of different tools that can be developed, and commission's looking at having this advisory board start to tackle many of those issues. And so we've developed kind of an outline here of the purpose for the group, as well as what some of the membership might look like from that, with different aspects of the community being represented, and certainly look forward to additional feedback. With that feedback from the commission tonight, we would look at the commission typically establishes advisory boards by ordinance, so we'd be looking at bringing back an ordinance for the commission's consideration to get this group established and working.
All right. Well, I might ask Mayor Butler kind of his thoughts on this as well. And obviously housing is a problem everywhere, and Manhattan's not alone in this, but what solutions do you see potentially coming from a housing advisory board?
Well, I think one of the things that board's going to have to do is separate into, you know, two main thought processes. And one is with the EcoDevo tax, there's going to be some money available for workforce housing. But workforce housing is not Manhattan Housing Authority. It's not rental inspection. It's not community block grants. It's not worrying about homeless. It's not low-income housing. It's workforce housing. And so that's got to be one target they look at, is how does that economic development money, which will be available in 2 years, how do you target it towards workforce housing and helping bring workers into the city and making housing affordable for them to live and work in the city? So there's two different, you know, channels really that you can go down. And I know there's a number of people that, you know, would be focused on the other side of that. But I think the committee's got to understand that while that's not, you know, off the table, that workforce money that comes from economic development has got to be specifically targeted for workforce housing and tie into the economic development picture.
Is there maybe incentives that businesses could have to promote such workforce housing?
It's such a broad term. I talked to the chamber about that, and of course, that's part of it. I mean, sort of, if you look at it big picture, for years we've tried to, you know, use incentives to get businesses to come here. And that's the same sort of principle that has to be used for this workforce housing. Like for instance, you know, you've got a business that starts up and they want to bring workers in here. And instead of being able to live in Manhattan because the prices are too high, they move to Milford. So how can we encourage them to buy a house in Manhattan? Well, the same sort of incentives that we use for business could actually work for the private homeowner. And that's what this housing group needs to look at, is how can we incentivize that so that, you know, if I'm coming in here to work and there's a property that needs renovated in town, how can you encourage me to buy that property and invest money in it and improve it, which will raise the value of it? And maybe that would eliminate some of the older rental properties, which have always seemed to be the problem in town. When people complain about rental problems, it's always the older homes that haven't been updated. And that's the direction this needs to go in.
All right. It's a 15-member board. Looks like it's quite a broad, different term of people who'd be on there. Any worries about being able to fill that 15-member board?
I don't think there'll be a problem. There's so many people interested in affordable housing. And if we don't get 15 members on it, then, you know, it'll work with seven.
All right. Well, that'd be a... up for consideration here tonight. So if this gets approved tonight, does it have to come back then again, Mr. Fear?
Yes, it's just a continued discussion item. We wanted some feedback on the draft document that we've put together thus far, and then the next step would be to really formalize that in the form of either an ordinance or resolution.
All right. Well, definitely it would be a good discussion here tonight. Housing is an issue that we're all... a lot of us here in the community are passionate about, and I think that's a good first step here. Let's take a break. We'll come back and talk about some other items here on the agenda tonight. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.